AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is set to begin evacuations of Afghans who helped the military during the 20-year war there. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
A senior administration official says the flights out of Afghanistan will be conducted during the last week of July. It's being called Operation Allies Refuge, and seats will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. The evacuation could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. Several thousand who worked for the U.S., plus their family members, are already in the application pipeline. The Biden administration has also been working on identifying a third country or U.S. territory that could host Afghans while their visa applications are processed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden is on Capitol Hill having lunch with Senate Democrats a day after party leaders announced a compromise on a $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says deaths from overdoses rose to a record 93,000 last year. Experts say lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Virus restrictions will be lifted Monday in Britain, but London Mayor Sadiq Khan is making an exception.
After Monday, we should continue making it compulsory to wear a face mask on public transport, where often you can't keep your social distance. It adds an additional layer of protection, but also reassurance.
Britain's Royal Navy says there's been a coronavirus outbreak within its carrier strike group, which includes its flagship carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth. Spain's constitutional court ruled last year's stay-at-home lockdown order by the government was unconstitutional. People living in an 82-year-old two-story apartment building in Miami Beach, Florida, have been ordered to evacuate because of concrete deterioration nearly 3 weeks after the deadly collapse of Champlain Towers South in nearby Surfside. This is AP News. Former President George W. Bush says he thinks the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is a mistake.
Former President Bush says he thinks the consequences of the U.S. and NATO withdrawal from Afghanistan will be unbelievably bad, to use his words. The war began under President Bush after the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. He said Afghan women are scared, and he says he fears they'll suffer unspeakable harm. The interpreters and others who helped U.S. troops will likely just be left behind, he said, to be slaughtered. And it breaks my heart, said the former president. President Bush spoke to the German broadcaster DW. I'm Rita Foley.
Norwegian Cruise Line is challenging a law in Florida that prevents cruise companies from requiring passengers to show proof of vaccination against the coronavirus. Norwegian intends to restart cruises from Florida ports August 15th, with vaccinations required for all passengers. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.